Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I'm Roseanne and I'm your host and guide. I have been struggling for the last few months with the slow and gradual realization that I have lost one of my best friends. I moved house, which was stressful, but my friend had an even more stressful situation to deal with at the same time. And whilst I reached out numerous times, I just simply never heard back. And the pain of this loss lands on me really heavily some days. Other times it's quite sharp and painful, but it is a particular type of grief. And it's led me to explore the different types of grief that we experience. For example, I have a much loved student who's been with me for over 15 years, who's had to give up coming to class due to a health issue. And I know that this student is grieving the loss of their physical ability, which was a source of such joy and satisfaction. We all experience grief at some points in our life, and when that grief is attached to a death, it's a very different type of grief to when something or someone slips out of our lives. Maybe we've lost a treasured item, maybe we've lost a long-held dream, maybe we've lost a portion of our life that felt like a part of our identity. So today I'm going to try and make sense of this loss with you, my worldwide family of listeners. I'm aware that this might feel like a self-indulgent podcast as I try to process my loss, but I hope that some of you might identify with this. I think we've all experienced some type of loss, and even if this loss that you are feeling is related to a death of a loved one, I hope that it can offer you some comfort as well. So let's begin by making yourself comfortable, sitting or lying down. Settle into quietness and stillness. Allow your eyes to close and place your attention into your breath. Allow your awareness to sit in your body as you simply observe your breath as it settles. And feel each out-breath releasing any tension that you find in your body. So, let's face our loss. Bring to mind that which you have lost. And as you allow this loss to rise up within you, take a moment to notice the thoughts that come with this loss. What is your thought pattern around this loss? Are you blaming yourself? What is the story around this loss that you are telling yourself? As you feel into this story, explore whereabouts in your body you can feel these feelings. Locate the energy of this loss. There may be a narrative around that loss that holds blame, either towards yourself, another person, or a circumstance, maybe all three. Notice the language that you're using within your thoughts. Notice the emotions that arrive alongside these thoughts. Maybe anger, sadness, humiliation, disconnection. Maybe a sense of intensity comes with these thoughts. But simply try to name the emotion that comes alongside the loss. The stories that have created these emotions are a result of your ego pushing these thoughts past your self-awareness, past your commitment to be kind to yourself, and they've had free rein to poison your thoughts. These thoughts have led to emotions, and we tend to believe our emotions. We're feeling them, so they must be true. But we know that emotions create energy within us, which will manifest and feed the toxic story within us, and will manifest in our behavior, our physical body, our relationships. Breathe. Take a moment to feel back into where you are holding on to these feelings, these emotions. And breathe softly, gently, with awareness. In which chakra are you feeling this emotion sit? Do you feel it at your heart center? Loss is commonly held in the throat chakra. Can you use this information to connect with and understand more deeply the energy that this emotion is creating? Recognize that these emotions are not you. They are simply a manifestation of your ego, and your ego is full of fear. And that is okay. It is what the ego is there for, to protect you. But now you can see where you need to let go. So take your mind's eye into the physical location of the emotion that is created by the thoughts that you have and the stories that you tell yourself about your loss. In order to let go, we must sit with the emotion. We must look it in the eye and let it be. We must allow it. Accept that it is not personal. It is simply an energy. This pure energy that surrounds your loss is not personal, and we are willing to experience it. Only once we are willing to feel it will it pass through us. Allow the resistance to this to rise up and be felt. I know it's not comfortable, but this too shall pass. This is an act of great bravery, because your awareness will weaken these feelings and disempower the thoughts. Use your exhalation to disperse them, each breath releasing and letting go. And as we let go of these difficult emotions and thoughts, we can fill the void with our positive energies. Reflect on your loss and how this loss has connected you with others. You are not alone. We have all experienced loss of one sort or another. We know that it is hard to accept change, that it is hard to say goodbye. But when we stop fighting the inevitability of loss and change, a new, deeper appreciation of love is possible. We will no longer take the people and things in our lives for granted. You are now free to liberate your love, your joy and appreciation in a powerful way. Working through this difficult journey, through loss, grief, and sorrow, do it with a vulnerable, tender, and loving heart. So So bring your attention back to your breath, to your body. Notice if there is still residual emotion sitting within you. There's bound to be, and that's okay. The work here is to keep working on sitting with the emotion. And eventually it will work loose and you will be free of it. It's hard, and I'm sorry that this work is not easy, but we must be courageous. We will be stronger for it. We will be more loving. So taking a deeper breath. Breathe love into your heart. Breathe forgiveness into your heart. Breathe gratitude into your heart. And when you feel ready, bring some movement back into your fingers. Place loving hands over your heart as you bow your head. Open your eyes and bring yourself back into your space. Thank you for joining me today on the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I know this is a bit of a tough one, but then life can be tough, right? I've been struggling with this loss of mine for a while, and I'm still having to go back and to this work time and time again. And I know that given time, the pain will lessen, and we just have to trust in that. You know, in a way, I really hope that you don't need this meditation, but at some point in our lives, we all have to deal with loss. And if you're struggling with anything in your life at the moment, I want to be here for you, whether that be simply through this podcast, or if you want to reach out to me to have a session, I'm here, and you can get in touch via my website, chakra-way.com. Okay, so I'll leave it there for today. Know that you are enough, that you are loved, that you have everything you already need within you. And as a very wise person once said to me, the universe has your best interests at heart. Sending you so much love. Until next time.